Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. Yeah. Happy Sunday. How you guys doing out there this morning, today, or this afternoon, whatever time it is, wherever you may be? Thank you for joining me in whatever capacity you are joining me in, whether you're doing this archived or whether you're doing this live. You're listening to via the link, the call-in number. I don't see nobody use the call-in number yet. So, you know, it is what it is. But I figure for the amount of live listens that I've had on this show since I've been doing it, since like June of 2013, most of you guys listen, the live listens are via the link that I take it that I share via, that goes out on Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk itself. I do need to make a quick announcement, though, before we get started and get up into this thing right here. I am going to discontinue. You know, some of you guys noticed I didn't do a show on Friday night like I normally would have, either at 7 o'clock Eastern Time or 11 o'clock Eastern Time. 7-Eleven, baby. It's all good. It's all good. That being said, I am going to discontinue that particular segment of One in the Spirit. My apologies if you were an avid follower of that. There are a couple of reasons I'm doing that. Really, I don't know. Firstly, the thing is, I don't really feel like I'm communicating what I'm trying to communicate to you with that particular line. I do feel best that it'd be better if I just go ahead and write a book on that instead of me trying to blog that with my voice. Because to be honest with you, it's like that commercial that you see on TV, and it's one of those networking companies, those server companies, where they're talking about, you know, they've got a bunch of people in the one, it's little cartoon characters, and they say, oh, a door! Let's all run through it at the same time. That's how that information is running into my head. And as my time commitment and, you know, regular life, and this thing we call life anyway, has just been bugging the crap out of me. You know, I'm sleeping too much, whatever the case may be. I'm not actually getting that done. I don't really feel like I'm doing you justice doing that. That is not to say I'm not going to do something on Friday. I'm thinking more along the lines of I've been wanting to do, start talking about Jesus, the Jesus Day, like I used to do on Tuesdays a couple of years back, when I was doing 3 days a week. It's a show you guys responded really well to. I'm thinking about doing that on that night, you know, coming from, you know, Jesus, whose name was never Jesus when he walked this earth, but I say thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? But the basis, I still talk about Jesus from the Orthodox Bible, but I also talk about mainly Jesus from a book that was purported to be written from over a period of years, transcribed from what's called the Akashic Records. Yeah. So if some of you guys who have listened, have read my description, my revamped show description, you know something a little bit about that. Again, this is the show where you're the cause, I'm the effect anyway. I'm just thinking you gave me something cool to do, so this is the stuff that actually channels through me. I'm not saying I'm channeled or nothing like that, but it comes through me. You really realize that we are all portals, if you would, for God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, whatever you're going with, go with, to come out and bring heaven onto earth. You know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as, you know, dying and going to heaven. Get that out your head right now. But if you could, see it this way. I'm thinking about doing that because that was a show I just didn't have the time since I came back, since I left Hawaii, where this show was started at, and I haven't had the time or the space freedom to do it since I've been back here in Detroit. Now that I'm, you know, in my own space, you know what I'm saying? I need to light it up in here a little bit more, man, because I'm actually standing there right now. in an extended stay hotel, which is perfect for me right now. You know what I'm saying? For the things that I'm about right now. Another reason that I am going to discontinue that on the Friday lick, and again, this is, I don't know for sure, but I always say it to you, ladies and gentlemen. I was like, I don't know who the majority of you are. Blog Talk Radio has changed the reporting system of listens and things of this nature, the stats of the show that we do, the fellow Blog Talk show hosts need. Now, here's a funny thing. I do some stuff. Sometimes I'm focused on stuff, but a lot of times I'm not. Just be truthful with you. You don't mind if I keep it 100. But I started doing something like a couple of months ago. I started recording. I started writing down at the beginning of every week, and you know, the total listens and then the live listens and things of this nature, archive listens, all this kind of stuff. Now I can't even do that with the way the new system is reported. The new system is in place. I don't, you know, like, how did you? I don't even. I barely can read it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who's doing what. They do tell you now who stayed on the show the whole time. You do what you do. Again, this is the story. You're the cause and I'm the effect. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for giving me something cool to do. You know, I have 12 followers, but I have a couple of few thousand listens on this show. Again, I don't know who you actually are. The greater majority of you actually are. I honestly don't. That said, reason I don't know if I'm actually communicating. Firstly, I don't really feel that I was actually communicating that in a way that even I would like to. Like, what the hell? Can you get to the point? I'm that dude. You know, I'm like, man, I could be that dude. Can you get to the juice of the matter? I can be that cat. So you know, I kind of press myself in that matter. If I'm going to communicate something to you, you know, I'm born under the sign of Virgo. You know, and my numbers come to 3, 6, and 9. It's about creativity and communication. I need to be able to do it. Like, I like to have it communicated to me a certain way. I don't want to communicate to you a certain way. But then again, I do believe that material that I was talking about on the Friday Night Hangout. I really do believe that. That's better served putting that in a book, in a book form. Like last week I was talking to you guys, I'm talking about how crazy synchronicity is. Synchronicity is really crazy. Trust me when I tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, just ride with that for the next few minutes. But that's not to say I will not do that show like that on something on a Friday. I'm leaning towards the Friday, but I don't know for sure though yet. Stay posted for that one. That said, I am, however, with that said, I am, however, more committed now to the Law of Attraction Sunday shows. You know what I'm saying? It's like I told you, I have to do some research. I don't have to research it. I have to organize everything that's rushing into my consciousness. This Law of Attraction, I can spit that any time of the day. You know what I'm saying? You get me talking, you might have to knock me out to shut me up. You know what I'm saying? And the knowledge is 100. It's not my knowledge. It's just the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? I'm what one might call a seeker. I'm trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like I tell you guys all the time, I ain't never seen knowledge that I don't like. I ain't liked. You know what I'm saying? I know knowledge is not a word, but I ain't never seen knowledge that I didn't like. I'm always trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? This type of TV right in front of me, that barely comes on. Matter of fact, the only time I turn the TV on really is when I'm going to sleep and a TV is watching me. I stopped doing that because I had some crazy dreams last night, so I'm going to leave that one alone. So it is what it is. That said, you know, bring you to the Law of Attraction Sunday. That's actually a pretty good thing right here on Blog Talk. So I am committed to that. Now, I do need to give advance warning. I don't know the way the things are working, and I'm going to go over this in the show. I don't know exactly how long I'll actually be doing this as a Blog Talk show host. I know something in this neighborhood I'll be doing it. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm talking to you about the Law of Attraction, you got to know, which is today's title of the show, and then the subtitle is saying to you, is it not written that ye are gods? This is something that Jesus said. See? So actually, I'm going to get into that a little bit, and I'm going to actually explain to you exactly why I may or may not. I don't know for sure, because though I do love it, you know what I'm saying? When you get down to it, I tell the story a lot of times how I actually started doing this show. I was actually in Hawaii just hanging out. I was actually stranded over there. Y'all can't see me making a quotation mark, but trust me, I was over there stranded. And I was in a meetup.com, you know, where people get together for diff. They get together for different, you know, groups of interest and things of this nature. I was a part of a few of them. I had two favorite ones. One was called Oahu Spiritual Experience, and another was called the Astrology. It had to do with astrology. I forget the name of it. Oh, Psychological Astrology. That's what the name of it. I used to love those, man. Matter of fact, if they actually fail on the same day and it happened like twice, I would go to one and I would leave and go to the other one. And I would route the bus route out and everything. Oh my gosh, love it over there, man. I'm trying to tell you. But one of the group members in Oahu Spiritual Experiences was doing a Blog Talk show at the time, and I was like, okay. You should do it. I was like, I don't know. Long story short, obviously, I started doing it. Because I'm talking to you right now. One in the spirit. I'm your host, Ron Roberts. It's the show where your host is a host and didn't mean to be a host. But at the same token, what I'm about to talk to you about now is knowing. It's not about believing. It's about knowing now. You see what I'm saying? And you got to understand something right now, ladies and gentlemen. We are going through, as a species, as a creation, if you would, we're evolving to a point where it's about, you have to understand, life is not happening to you. Life is responding to you. But you got to know. I'm going to go ahead and talk to you, start this out talking about something astrological, if you would. What's astrological? See, and most people think about astrology as trying to predict something or what's going to happen. Really, if you understand the thing of what you actually are, is it not written that ye are gods? The best way to predict the future is to create it. And which is what you are actually charged to do. Understand the concept of what it is I'm talking to you about right now, ladies and gentlemen. And that is that we are all instruments. Like my guy Deepak Chopra puts it together. Deepak Chopra says, God is static. This means that God is omnipresent. There is nowhere that God is not. Now, if it's more comfortable for you to understand the changes that are going on, the awakening process that are going on out here, if it's more comfortable for you to say, if you don't like the word God, interchange it with the absolute, the universe, whatever works for you, go with it. You know what I'm saying? One spiritual teaching takes many different forms. Understand this concept, say that God is static. God is everywhere. There's nowhere that God is not. I are all ways of God. The only thing that God cannot get away from is itself. We are all ways of God getting away from itself, out here having these experiences. Or more accurately, like I was talking about some stuff on the Friday Night Hangout, we are steps down, the next step down in the evolution or the creation spiral, if you will, to do that thing that God, the infinite universe, needs to bring about. But now, though, let me talk about this astrological thing. Now, most people talk about, you know, astrology and, you know, what planets I got in my, you know, what aspects and are going on right now, what transits are going on. But there's a larger dynamic we need to pay attention to right now, if you would. Think about this. Remember that song? This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. So you're going from the age of Pisces, which is the age that Jesus actually ushered in, the age of Pisces, the fish. See what I'm saying? So, you know, I was talking to one of the blog talk show hosts on astro energy. If you actually want to get a little help with your journey, a little kickstart, get that lady, her name is Shelly Overton, I believe her last name is, but oh my God, she's helped me immensely. You know, I know astrology, but it's like I had to outsource some stuff because I was a little stuck on some things, and, you know, she speaks to a lot of Pisces energy right now at this particular moment. In the matter of fact, we just had a solar eclipse in Pisces the other day. A lot of Pisces energy, ladies and gentlemen. But Jesus, in the name of the book, the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ, actually the total title of that book is actually the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus, comma, the Christ of the Piscean Age. So we're talking about ages right now. Now, Pisces has a keyword phrase of I believe. It was all about believing. And to be honest with you, most of us don't actually understand what faith actually is. They think it's more toward believing. That's not the case. Faith is actually how my guy, what's my man name who wrote Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, he says that faith is the head chemist of the mind. So in other words, you have to know, you've got to know. It's no longer about believing, it's about knowing. That is the key word of the age that we're going into for Aquarius. You go from being in Pisces, which we're transitioning out of right now, and it's a I believe. So the Pisces going to Aquarius says, I know. See, there's an evolution going on right now, maybe. And that was the extent of the astrological thing I wanted to talk about. I just talking about the ages, you know. The thing is, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm getting at for you right now is now it's about knowing. You know, a lot of the troubles, it speaks to it in the book The Master Key System, which says the troubles and discomforts and things of this nature lie greatly, mostly due to the fact that we are ignorant to our true desires. So, really, ladies and gentlemen, what is it you really want? What is it you really want? Now, the thing is that you want, your desire, your truest desire is actually your most purest connection to what most people call God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute. Whatever you're going with, go with. Now, I'm trying to tell you something, and it's going to be kind of blunt. Now, going forward, now, however long I do this show, ladies and gentlemen, however long I do this show, that's something you need to be concerned about. Be honest with you. You gotta. It's just like I put it in the in the show description. I know it sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just pacing. It's like one of those things I'm telling you right now, you know, that all that information is rushing in. I would, if you let me do it, and if my physical body would let me do it, and people would listen, and my voice would hold up, I would never shut up. I would just simply let this get out. Let's just let it go. I would do that. As it were, I have a time limit of up to 2 hours. I normally only go to like an hour and a half, so I ain't dumb. I like to run my mouth, but for some reason my voice gets tired. I don't know what it is. That said, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta know, and I know that's probably improper English. It's all good. You know what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm talking about, though, right? What did you mean, gotta? Well, you just hate me. But if you understand what I'm saying, you gotta know, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's no longer, well, I think I wanna. See, what happens is, let me give a perfect example, and I'm not bashing people who go to college. I don't understand it. I never was that dude. Go to college, take a student loan. You mean I gotta go to school to get a job to pay for school? I don't think so. I'm good. But think about it from this perspective, if you would. You gotta know, because really, look at these people who go to school. And how many of them actually work in their field that they went to school for? Did you go to school for something you think you can get into that was more popular when you went in? Or did you go for what you love to do? See, this is really what the Friday Night Hangout was actually geared towards. The Friday Night Hangout is actually geared more towards the starting. See, if you can understand that we're nothing more than repeating cycles, or repeating patterns, if you would, of the source, or as it was referred to, or as the origin, or in the dialogue of Hidden Hand of the Illuminati, the Infinite One, though it might look different, but it's basically at the core of it, they're basically the same. That's why every time you look and you see, say, like, if you were to look at the Flower of Life, Renvalo Melchizedek has—I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I know it's a couple of ways. I used to say Melchizedek, but I'm going to say Melchizedek. Sounds more learned that way. I'm not sure, but if you look at the Flower of Life, we start talking about the phi ratio, the bone. Everything is the same. Though if you look at your hand, the ratio between the knuckle and the knuckle and the finger is the same as the ratio between the wrist and the elbow. It's a repeating pattern, if you would. That was the reason for that. I don't know for sure. I don't even know because the way these reporting things are talking about them, nobody may not be listening. I don't know for sure. You know what I'm saying? You guys don't really communicate with me too much. I get a follower every now and again. You know, somebody might hit me on Facebook. Yeah, I heard listen to your show. Ah, good looking. I don't know for sure, but I think that's more better for a book. You know what I'm saying? Thing is, it's a repeating pattern, ladies and gentlemen. That was the basis to bring you to, as I could see it, the as high as we could go with that, and it's like. In this plane of existence, excuse me. Now, what really do you desire to do? That's what if you look at it right now, this is why the world, if you know, as we see it right now, is in a state that we see. Everybody's up in the roar about this election. You know, it's a real simple thing for me. I'm actually trying to pay attention a lot more to Bernie Sanders. I was just like, hey, we just had a black president. Let's go ahead and go for a woman president. It's real simple to me, because to me, looking at the larger picture, everything that's going to happen has already happened right now. We're just in this creation matrix, ladies and gentlemen, to figure out why it is we've done what we've done. Or to phrase it like another gentleman who used to be on Blog Talk Radio, a gentleman named Seven Beaumont says, we are nothing more than prisoners of our own perfection. See? So, that said, man, I felt like that woman kissed me. I don't know. It's something else. It's already happened. So whatever is happening, see, what we do, we have a menagerie or a myriad of choices. We are nothing more than the choices that we consistently make, right this minute, right this second. You see what I'm saying? We're that. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, that said, there's a greater dynamic going on top of that. A whole larger dynamic going on top of that. So, that is to say, things are going to go where they're going to go. What they look like is up to us, but you're going to get from point A to point B, whether you do it the hard way or the easy way. What you're seeing right now, I recognize it, and this is simply my view on this. And I found out that my intuition is never wrong. I was going to say rarely. I'm just going to quit punking and just say it ain't never wrong. I'll be seeing stuff. I let people talk me out of stuff. That ain't going on no more. That is to say, ladies and gentlemen, that things are going to get where they need to go. Whether you're a part of it or not, I mean, even if you don't get to where it is you feel like you want to get, whatever you've done is put into this, you know, it all goes into the pot, if you would. Now, I said you got to know. So now it's about knowing what it is you actually want to do. And most people say, what do you want to do? You always say about jobs and manifested something or money and women and all that kind of stuff. But let's think a little bit more broader outside of the box on top of that. Because with me, I was into a business. I found this out about me. I had to, like, brush people to the side. I mean, like, people talk to me crazy, trying to treat me like, you know what, you probably don't want to do that. But you insist on it. I'm your huckleberry, you know what I'm saying? But I found out, and this is over the Christmas holiday when I had time to actually do this business, I found out that I'm actually talking. I actually went to the stuff that I'm talking about right now, and I checked myself. I checked myself, ladies and gentlemen. When I tell you I checked myself, I'm like, are you running? Are you scared? Are you fearing success? It's like, no, I just don't want to. I don't feel like talking to people in that particular capacity. Now, I can make it come back around. I know I can do that business. But is it really my desire to do it? My real desire? And I've actually really just gotten to this past week, this weekend right here, to why I sit down and just do what the hell I want to do, not what somebody else telling me you know what? I feel like sleeping. I slept. Finished this article I'm writing. Done. I have to send it off when I sign off of this show. You see what I'm saying? I want to research this. That is the stuff I like to do. The stuff I talk to you on this show, that is what really gets me excited. Studying astrology, studying numerology, studying sacred geometry, studying spiritual physics. That is the stuff that gets me. You got to know, ladies and gentlemen, you got to know. You ain't guessing. Or maybe I should. And you know what? I'm gonna give you the real. Remember I told you I consulted a couple of other blog talk shows. on it. Actually, I got on to them. See, the synchronicity is crazy. I'm trying to tell y'all, it's a beautiful thing. Just relax and go with it. I'm cursing myself off for sleeping too long. I mean, I'm talking about I get up 2 hours later than I intend to get up. And you know what? I find that it was unnecessary. Because I'm dogging myself to get up and complete a task. And I'm well ahead of the schedule. So I'm, you know, I actually blew up at myself one day this past week. And I actually felt bad, like somebody had cursed me out. I'm like, well, dog, it's you. It was you. And I went on and finished out the module of this course that I had. Dear wait, I ain't got nothing to do now. I'm like, I gotta wait now. I guess I'll finish this article, send that in. So I came back on myself. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna sleep till I finish, till I get through. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Get up, like, yeah, it's 8:12. Okay, I guess I'll find something to do, you know. But at the same token, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm getting to you at is within me, I want to do something. I have this creative energy within me right now. Oh, my goodness. There were times over this past week, ladies and gentlemen, where I thought I would go crazy with this energy trying to get through me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same token, that when I consulted a couple of my other blog talk show hosts, I call in and listen on their show sometimes, and they'd be like, hey, raise your hand. Matter of fact, if somebody's listening, you want to speak on the show, I said this a couple of weeks ago, but I don't see nobody in my dashboard right now. My switchboard, I should say. The area code is 6. I mean, the number, calling number, if you're listening live on the via the link that I shared, via Facebook, Twitter, or Blog Talk. If you're listening live, I don't know you're there. If you wish to have a comment or join the discussion, you would actually have to call the number. That is area code 646-787-1879. In my show, you not that many people call in. Like I said, I have a bunch of live listeners, but I never had more than say 3 or 4 people in the switchboard at the same time. But I called in on a couple of other shows. One being Dax Has Your Number. I actually got onto them by somebody else who follows my show. And like I said, the synchronicity is crazy. Crazy. I called in, and one of the things they were telling me by my numbers is there might be some self-esteem issues. Now, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I have no problem looking myself in the mirror. I'm not in the best shape of my life, but I still like me. You know what I'm saying? Like Terrell Owens said, I was watching Football Life last night. I love me some me. You know, I look good. But the self-esteem issue would be something to the effect that maybe I'm not the guy to actually deliver this. In my real way of thinking, like, who better than me to kick that knowledge to you? That's how I really think about it, because I eat this. You know what I'm saying? I choose this. I mean, when I move around, the most abundant thing I have to move are books. It's not clothes. It's books. That's the love I'm speaking of right there. Books. So I really, it's not that, but for some reason or another, you know, the things that come through, that manifest through you, it kind of comes off like you're a little, like I'm squeamish. That's not the case. But I see that I may have been behaving in such a manner, if you would, you know. So you got to know, ladies and gentlemen, what is it you actually want to do in this life? I've actually come to that conclusion. I wanted to write. I want to write stuff. That's why things like that, things will happen, and it'll seem like walls are put up or obstacles are put in your way. Sometimes obstacles are put in your way to make you stronger. Then sometimes obstacles are put in your way because that's not the most optimal way you need to be going. You're wasting resources and time. You need to do something else. That's what that basically boils down to. You know, and thing is, it's like I was saying a little earlier in the show, ladies and gentlemen, most people take faith, meaning if you got to believe in it. No, no, that's not the case. Faith is actually having something, you have to actually form or visualize. I did a show on this a couple of the seven steps of manifestation. You have to have something formed in your mind before, so that you can actually manifest, that it will actually manifest into this plane of existence. Is it not written that ye are God? See, everybody thinks, you look at Genesis, the first chapter, most people who misinterpret Genesis, the first chapter. Now, back in the day, it was what it meant. You see what I'm saying? But nowadays, now that we're getting more better to that, now we're getting closer to that evolutionary point, apex, if you would, to where we're going to shift to doing different things. You know what I'm saying? Ascend to certain things. You know, it's a different animal, ladies and gentlemen. It is a different animal. Now, what I'm saying to you is this. Now, you have to know what you're doing, because I like to call it the tribe of Benjamin. There's a script in Book of Judges where I actually was taught this. Actually was shown this when this gentleman's last Orthodox church that I attended was talking about fasting. But I noticed something about the tribe of Benjamin. They said the tribe of Benjamin, were all, every one of them could take a slingshot and knock the eye out of the fly. Now, script don't say that, but they were dead on. All of them were good. You weren't finna get no, you had all experts. You ain't finna get no marksmen. Marksmen is like, you can hit a target most of the time, but these cats were hitting targets all the time, and I use that example right now, ladies and gentlemen, is that, now, if you're about that life, if you're awakening, you see, the awakening is not like, do you want to wake up? Now, all of a sudden, the awakening is something else. Awakening is you coming awake. You see what I'm saying? You're becoming conscious. We'll get to that in a few seconds. Now you're actually, the things that used to make a difference to you, you know, they make no difference now. They don't make a difference anymore. You know, you're like, no, I don't, you know. It's all bad. But when you know, when you have that ideology, when you have that concrete idea in your mind, when you have a vision, see what I'm saying? Now you got something that you're manifesting. Now it's not just simply I'm just manifesting something, somebody else. I do realize that I am a portal for God, the infinite universe, the absolute. It's so not about me. I just get to enjoy the ride. But we were asleep, ladies and gentlemen. We were asleep. Now when I say this, if you look at the first chapter of Genesis, ladies and gentlemen, the first two verses, or the first verse, technically speaking. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Right there. It's letting you know. All of this plastic mind substance that we find ourselves in, that we think is the world, it's actually a playground, if you will. It's actually a interpretation, tool of interpretation. Well, the tools of interpretation are your five senses. Your sight, your sense of smell, your sense of taste, your sense of touch, and your sense of hearing. All of those are interpretations of things as within, so without, because you have to realize that you are not the body. you have to realize that you are not this body. The physical body, the I is not the physical body. The physical body is something with which the I uses to carry out its purposes. What I'm intimating to you, ladies and gentlemen, is this. What you have, what's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, is all that's going on right now, we are shaping it. These bodies, these brains are shaping it. Now, what do you say you got to know? That's actually a good question. I'm going to read something, and I'm going to close it up a little bit, because you got to know now. You don't know that I'm guessing, I'm hoping. No, you got to know. You charged with this. All right. What constitutes the knowing act? This is from a book called The Esoteric Structure of the Alphabet. It has nothing to do, it has a lot to do, but we're not going to go that deep into it. I'm just talking, come on, you got to know. The joining together of two things, consciousness, that'd be you, the I, but not the body. Remember, the I is not the physical body. The I is not the mind. The mind is something which the I uses to plan, think, and reason. Now, the joining together of two things, consciousness, and an object of consciousness. Oops. For there must be something apart from consciousness to be known. So Greeks called knowledge the gnosis. Now, it's talking about in that particular book. It's talking about in that book, ladies and gentlemen, something about the alphabet. And it's a really good read. But knowledge, knowing, oh my goodness, I could do a show on the law of attraction, just on the alphabet. You realize how many words come out of your mouth that are shaping what's going on. Actually, before the word even comes out of your mouth, the thought process that we're, for the most part, not even aware of. So, ladies and gentlemen, you got to know. No more believe. Now, you have to believe, yes. But now, you got to know. You got to focus on it. You got to get it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Me being a test subject on this, I'm that dude. I know I have to focus on something to get it done. That's why it seems like I'm going crazy. But even when I strive, Even when I try to go about getting that done, ladies and gentlemen, oftentimes it just aches the hell out of me. For one, I really didn't really know what it is I really wanted to do. I'm an avid network marketer, but even though looking at how much one could make, what about doing what it is you love to do? You know, I don't necessarily love that I can't do it, but at the same token, the stuff that, and I naturally gravitate to it, what I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, I naturally gravitate to it. You know what, I could probably do that. I naturally gravitate to it, ladies and gentlemen. That said, even though I gravitate to what I naturally can do, to simply go ahead and you have that vision. I like to live a certain way. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with you wanting to live a certain way. I do visualizations every morning. Now, you know, I used to do it every now and again. I've learned to get myself focused on things. But I learned a certain way. Why can't you make a great living doing what you love to do? But you got to know, ladies and gentlemen, Like I was talking about on the show a couple of few weeks ago. Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? Step 7, you got to let it all go of the 7 steps of manifestation. You know what I'm saying? First, you got to have something. You know what I'm saying? You have the desire. You know, then that 7th step is after you get all that, let it go. You know, the why, the how, what you want is your job. The how is so not your job. Now, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and let it go for the time being right now. I do not know exactly when I'll be back. I'll be back next Sunday. But when I say I don't know exactly when I'll be back, I don't know if I'll be back on Friday or just hang out with the Sundays for a few seconds. Let me figure some things out. And well, actually, let me see how they flow. I mean, and again, you got to know. You see what I'm saying? But then again, I don't actually know how I'm going to do that right now. So it is what it is. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to go ahead and I am going to go and let you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Hopefully what I've spoken to you about right now puts a fire up under you and get to knowing what it is you want. That's why writing stuff down and, you know, putting stuff on the walls and things like that. Know what you want to do and then feel it. Get that desire for it. You know what I'm saying? Get in touch with yourself. You know, so don't let anybody else tell you what you're supposed to be doing. Get in touch with you. Once you do that, ladies and gentlemen, there's no stopping. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and chuck the deuces real quick. But anytime you want to go and listen to any of my shows from the past, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That'll be O-N-E in the spirit. That's not the number one, but the O-N-E variety. And I think this is 122 or something like that, 123, I don't know for sure. It wasn't even about that. It's about being a servant. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you all a blessed Sunday, a blessed week. Until next time, I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. I'm going to go and chuck them deuces. Catch you later.